I brought forward from childhood my repugnance to human slavery. I looked to my father as the source of my strong feelings. When I was a lad of 14 in 1789, I had occasion to observe my father act on his convictions. He was then sitting magistrate in Wilmington, Delaware. A colored man was brought before him by a band of kidnappers who wanted the man jailed while they attended other business. Despite what the kidnappers considered the justice of their request, my father would have none of it. When they tried to carry their case through bluster, they were told, if they did not behave themselves, he would commit them. I could not contain myself and yelped in glee. Rather than admonishing me with a look, my father winked at me and declared the kidnapped victim free. How could a child, after seeing his parent on occasion after occasion demonstrating the ease with which he pursued his convictions, not tread such a path? I would know no other.